Begin Podfix Network transmission in 3, 2, 1.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Two Drunk Mills and a Gen Z. I'm Laura.
I'm Sabrina.
I'm Jocelyn.
Hi. I don't know what to say.
What up?
What's up?
Sabrina, what was your first job?
I babysat a lot.
I'm not counting babysitting. Like, your first job.
I did a bunch of odd jobs here and there. I delivered phone books.
On your bicycle?
Walking. Oh. Okay. I delivered phone books door to door to make some money. I also cleaned out, horse stalls to make money.
Oh my goodness, I used to volunteer for the police department.
Yeah.
In Broward County, because they had horses.
Yeah.
And I would go and I would bathe the horses and clean out their stalls and brush their hair. It was pretty exciting.
But all of those, I think, were off the book for me. So, my first official, on the books job. Because I also spent a summer working at, the local public pool. Not as a lifeguard or anything fancy, but in the concession stands. And I made snow cones. So I had to, shave the ice.
But did you have the little Snoopy snow cone thing?
No, I own one of those. But no, this one was a legit, you had to put the block of ice on. But it was also super dangerous.
Nice.
Because if you didn't get the block of ice centered, it would be all wonky. And then it had this flimsy gate that was a metal gate that you had to put across, but it didn't always like to lock. And so you had to put that on there, and then it had the foot pedal, and then you had to sit there and, shape the snow cone. But what would happen sometimes is if you didn't get the block of ice correctly on there, you know how, when your washing machine gets wonky because all of the clothes move to one side?
Mm-hmm.
Now imagine that with a block of ice that can go flying at your face at any point.
Nice.
Yeah.
You live on the wild side.
I do. But my first actually, official, on the books, hey, you owe the government money job, was for Disney.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. I worked at one of their water parks.
Making snow cones?
No. I wish I was making snow cones. No. Being a white redheaded Irish kid up in direct sunlight all day long, I was the color of one of those cherry snow cones.
Nice.
I swore up and down they only hired me so that way they did not have to install a blinking red light. They just said, Sabrina, stand at the top and wave your hands. And I said, okay, but we're closed. And they said, don't worry about it. That was my first official. That lasted a month and a half.
I can imagine that.
Yeah. And then they moved me indoors where nobody saw sunlight. And I felt they used to call me the burn girl because I was the only person in the entire building that had ever seen sun. So, yeah. But that was my first official job. And then I went home and I worked in a candy store.
Hmm.
Yep. Yep, yep, yep. And everybody's like, oh, cool. Awesome.
Making snow cones. I'm just going to say you made snow cones every job but now. With your little Snoopy, you made hundreds of snow cones a day. That's turning the little crank in the back.
Only my right arm was just buff as hell. looking like Popeye in my right arm. My left arm was looking
my arm.
Yeah.
It's okay. We were all thinking it.
It looked like Popeye before spinach.
There you go.
No.
Looked like olive oil's arm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was over there being olive oil on the left hand. Everybody was like, dude, you need to switch it up on the arm.
That Snoopy snow cone maker, man.
Yeah.
I could just imagine.
What was your first job?
I worked as a inventory and truck receiver, I guess, for Burdines. Do you know Burdines?
No.
So the full name is Burdines, the Florida store.
That explains why I do not
correct.
Know it.
It was taken over by Macy's.
Oh, I know Macy's.
Yeah. So it was essentially a Macy's, but the Florida form.
Store.
Yeah. But then for continuity, I guess, they ended up changing all the names to Macy's. But this was after I left.
Gotcha.
I did that for maybe 6 months, 8 months, I don't know. And then they moved me to the sales floor, and I was the Ralph Lauren specialist.
Oh, look at you, you bougie bitch.
And that doesn't explain a lot about me.
Yeah, yes.
And I did work in the bougiest of malls in South Florida. So,
yeah. Yeah, I too at one point worked in a mall, but it was, like I said, selling candy.
Mm-hmm.
We went from Sweet Factory, which got taken over by Fuzzy Wigs.
Oh, okay. Fuzzy Wigs does not sound appealing.
I don't know. It was literally the same candy. Right. Like, they didn't even bother to be like, hey, we're going to... No. And just, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why Fuzzy Wigs, but... Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, so I was always in retail until I started working at Disney. I went into food and beverage.
Yeah. Yeah, I did a bunch of random things. I drove safari trucks.
Yeah.
Worked at a Bed Bath & Beyond.
Nice. Did you stay out of the Beyond part?
Yeah, I tried to, but that's generally where they sent me. They were like, we need you to go beyond what you're doing. And I was like, but I'm doing the bare minimum. And they were like, we need you to go beyond that. So they generally put me in the Beyond. They put me at first because they were like, oh, you have customer service training because you worked for Disney. I was like, I worked at a water park. I don't know what you expect from me. And they were like, but you worked at Disney. It's all customer service. And I was like, I nodded and told people it was okay to go down a slide.
That's customer service.
Yeah. So they put me at the front of the store and they were like, yeah. So answer all questions that come up here. And people would be like, where is this located? And I was like, I don't know. They don't let me out of the front of the store. And they were like, okay, this is not going to work out for you. And I was like, I tried to tell you this before. And so then they moved me to pots and pans and kitchenware. Well, I should say before then, they'd be like, we're going to put you in charge of like when bridal people come in to help them like sign up and shop. And I was like, okay. And then they trained me on it. And then they didn't actually schedule me in that position for like, a month. And then by the time somebody came in to like register, they were like, okay, you need to go take them around and register. And I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. And so then I helped people register, but apparently none of their stuff actually registered. So there was that.
I did baby registries at Toys R Us.
Oh, that sounds actually kind of fun.
Yeah. Well, I mean, well, I was just also
working at Toys R Us.
I was also, well, no, because I was a front end key holder. So you have like your store manager and then like the assistants.
Yeah.
And then I guess I would be like the assistant to the assistant regional manager at that point.
I'm just trying to figure out in this scenario. So you were basically Shroot.
Yeah.
Okay.
I had power.
Yeah.
Because I had the keys. And I made the decisions on returns and if we were going to price match, all that kind of shit.
See, at Bed Bath & Beyond, they will take back anything.
Oh, okay. Good to know.
Yeah. I believe that is still a policy. Hey, you didn't get it at Bed Bath & Beyond, but we sell it at Bed Bath & Beyond. Bring it in anyways. It's fine. I actually had to process the return of somebody that had a pillowcase for approximately 10 years. Cigarette holes and burns, and I don't know why they were smoking in bed, but they did. To each their own, good for them. But then we had to get them a new one.
Wow.
Yeah,
no, if like you brought me something open and broken that clearly looked like you broke it, we were not taking it back.
Yeah, no, Bed Bath & Beyond does not care.
Okay.
Yeah.
That is good to know.
Yeah.
I will tell you, it made me hate Black Friday with a passion working at Toys R Us.
Oh, yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, Black Friday was not fun.
Yeah.
But I did assist and setting people up with the little thing to scan the stuff they want in their baby registry. And
Yeah, I did that for their wedding. And then they moved me to the kitchenware, which I learned, fun fact for you, that if you're looking to buy kitchenware, you can tell that it is good quality stuff because it will have the actual, so you know where the pan meets the handle meets the pan part? Mm-hmm. If there is a screw on the inside that you can see from the pan, that is quality made.
Okay.
That means that your handle is probably not going to fall off at any point because it's not glued on. Also, when you're looking for like knives, you want the handle to run the length, or you want the actual blade to run the length of the handle. So if you see, you know how some of the knives have the handle covered up and wrapped, but it doesn't have it towards the end of it, like it's just black on the end versus that silver from the knife.
Mm-hmm.
You want where you can actually see the knife blade to go all the way down the handle. That is a good quality knife because it's not going to break off from like the blade to the handle part.
I see what you're talking about now. At first, I didn't understand, but so the blade needs to run the
full length.
Yeah. Yes. Okay.
So that's good stuff there. And then They said, you know what? This isn't working out here either. So then they put me in the back of the store handling like returns. I was being trained on that. But Bed Bath & Beyond has this policy where if one person is waiting, that's too much of a line. And so they always made me the first person to call up on registers. But I've worked in like returns in the like in the very back of the store, like not on the floor, but like back. So by the time I always walked up or I got halfway through the store, because those stores are huge.
Yeah.
They'd be like, never mind, Sabrina, we don't need you. So I get all the way up to the front of the store halfway through and then they'd call me and be like, son of a... Yeah.
You did not sound like a shining example of an employee at Bed Bath & Beyond.
They also put me on overnights.
So I wonder why.
I got to count things. I actually really enjoyed that. And then they had me stalking in the morning, so I didn't have to like talk to people. Although I did have to clean toilets. So that was a thing. So they clean their toilets in the morning and not at night. But I got to stock things. And then, like I said, the last job I did for them was returns. In the bag, and one day while I was like opening a box to like, because it was also like returns and damaged goods, so you had to like send that stuff back in. And one day when I was opening up a box in the back, for inventory stuff, I literally looked up at my boss and I was like, you're acting as manager while Tim's on vacation, right? And she was like, yeah. I was like, awesome, consider this my 2-week notice. And then I just went back to going back to work, and she was like, hang on, what? And I was like, yeah, I'm quitting. I'm done. And she was like, I'm going to need that in writing. So Tim hasn't. I was like, cool. But just know that 2 weeks from today, I'm done. I may not even show up between now and then.
I get that. I feel that. Yeah. I feel that on the inside, man.
Yeah. So I totally just kind of looked up and then acted like nothing was wrong and just went back to work. And she was like, hang on, did you just say you were quitting? I was like, yeah. Can you hand me that box opener? Thanks.
Nice. I think the most fun job I had was Sam Goody's.
Really?
Oh my God, yeah.
Was it like working at Empire Records?
Not exactly.
Oh. No. I mean, that just seemed really, when you said fun, like that's what I thought was
but, Empire Records. Like it was easy. I also was a key holder for Sam Goody's, so.
Oh man, you're fancy.
I am. I was like, listen, I want everything, so how quickly can I move up? Like, that was me.
Whereas at Bed Bath & Beyond was like, I don't want to be here at all,
so yeah.
Just keep moving around until we find a spot that fits me.
Yeah. That was a lot of fun, though.
Yeah.
You know, you got to listen to cool music all day. I learned how to open CDs and reseal them so that you never knew I listened to them.
Shut up.
Yeah, seriously.
That's actually kind of a handy little tool.
Well, not anymore, but it was back then, because then you could buy a CD, burn it, and return it, and they would never knew I opened it. Yeah, and not that I did that. That's stealing. That's bad.
Right. No.
So bad. You wouldn't do that.
No.
Uh-huh. But I mean, I could have if I wanted to. Totally.
Your collection of music must have been amazing.
I mean, we also got promo CDs from the record labels.
Yeah.
We got to go to record label parties that they would hold. And
like, I got to go to like bed making classes.
Sounds amazing.
And I was like, I'm not even in bedding. You guys put me beyond.
But yeah, that was Sam Goody's, man. I miss those days. Those were the best days. And when I would come in and I would be the store opener, and like one of my sales associates would come in. You know, we had a task list we had to write every day.
Yeah.
As the opening lead. And like they loved me. You know, thankfully, Sam Goody's is now closed, and I don't think my managers from back then listened to this, so I should be fine. But I would make...
Wait, you think they're going to come after you at this point?
But I would make the task list, and then my employees would come in, and I worked at a slower mall at the time.
Yeah.
So I would tell them, I'm like, dude, I don't care what you do. I said, just come check on me every, like, hour and make sure it's fine. And they would disappear, and I'd just be in the store. I would do the task list. It was a lot of alphabetizing, making sure.
That sounds amazing.
Making sure that the CDs are in the right spot. You know, you would come in and you look at the task list, and it would be like alphabetize country, alphabetize reggae. Like, that was like,
I need this job in my life.
It was amazing. I would hands down go back to Sam Goody in a heartbeat. I also worked for Zales, the diamond store.
Oh.
Yeah, hated that one.
Yeah.
hated
I don't think I would enjoy working at a diamond store.
No, didn't enjoy it. I made decent money.
Yeah.
Because it was commission-based.
Okay, I was going to ask if it was commission-based.
Like, so was Macy's. Macy's was commission-based, yeah. Too. Sam Goody's obviously was not.
Yeah.
But I really, to this day, I'd be like, yeah, I want to go back to the music store. And the people were great. Like, the people I worked with were all just chill young kids. Like, what do...
It's because you let them do whatever you want.
Well, yeah, they loved me. They were like, yes. The only days that it mattered was shipment day. I needed them there for shipment day. So, but yeah. So, talking about jobs, Jocelyn, who's had nothing to say.
Yeah. Well, I was going to ask Jocelyn. Jocelyn, have you ever owned a CD?
No.
Like, me personally, no, because... Well, no, we've owned CDs, but, like, I haven't owned my own CD, if that makes sense.
You've never purchased a CD of your own to listen to music.
Yeah. Mm. I'm pretty sure we had...
Have you ever
like,
purchased...
Like, a book of CDs, yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah,
a DVD. A DVD?
Yeah.
I have myself have not pretty, but have we you... also had a book of DVD.
Have you ever purchased a Blu-ray?
No.
Have you ever had to purchase a tape?
A tape?
Yeah.
She did not have to ever purchase a tape, Sabrina, and you know that. You know that.
I just really want to feel really old for a moment.
Okay, how did that make you feel?
By saying tape, she was just like, tape? Like,
I'm going to wrap a present?
I know. What? But
did you think I meant cassette tape or VHS tape?
I thought you meant VHS tape.
Referring to cassette.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
But in all fairness to you, I went DVD to Blu-ray to tape.
Like, she has no VHS because my grandma still has... Yeah. Or her mom. And, no, my mom, her grandma. That's who it is.
You're right.
Still has a VHS.
When I was younger, there were still CD players in the car, so we had... Well,
there's still CD players in the car now.
I know, but they don't, like, really make them with...
Mine has one. Mine's too. A 2018.
Do you have one?
Yeah. I have a CD player in my car.
How else are you supposed to listen to music when you get in a dead zone?
That is a good point.
Oh, we normally just zone out.
I mean, I don't because I'm driving, but like...
maybe a little.
Lies.
So that's something I don't do.
But like, I myself have not purchased a CD.
Oh, man. What was your first CD purchase, Laura?
Oh, my God. So I grew up in, you know, a strict household.
Yeah.
But I had gone...
She hid her CDs. Don't lie.
I did. I think it was TLC, Crazy, Sexy, Cool.
All right.
Yep,
all
she
right.
hid her CDs.
Yeah, I think it was that one.
Very nice. Do you know your first cassette tape purchase?
No, I don't. Maybe that was my first cassette tape. Maybe I did get that one on cassette.
Yeah.
Maybe I got Crazy, Sexy, Cool on cassette. And my first CD purchase might have been Hanson.
All right, like M-bop? M-bop,
yeah.
That was a good...
Yeah, I think that might have been my first CD.
Yeah.
Yeah, now that I think about it, yeah. Crazy Sexy Cool is on cassette. And Hanson Mbop was my first CD.
Yeah.
I think.
Nice.
Yeah. What about you?
My first cassette would have been Paula Abdul. I believe it's Cold Hearted Snake. Because I think that's also the one that... I don't know. Opposites Attract. I don't remember if that's on the same one or not. But first CD purchase would have been Alanis Morissette, Jagged Little Pill.
Mm. I wasn't allowed to listen to Alanis Morissette.
I don't think my mom fully knew all of the words on there.
Probably not.
I want a record player just for the Hers vinyl record.
I have a record player.
Are you offering it to her? Like,
no, but I have mine is it's a record player that it's like a big stand up one. It's a record player that also has like you can listen to the radio on.
Oh.
Yeah. And one side plays records and then like the other side of it So it's not just the record player. That's cool. For the longest time it was really difficult until records started making a comeback as far as like album art and stuff like that. It was really difficult to get needles for.
Mm, I can imagine that. Yeah.
Well, because like I went to like the online merch shop of the band. I like Hers. Everyone should listen to Hers. Thank you. And you should don't shake your. You should listen.
I don't
to Hers.
Know Hers.
Well, you should
That's
know
okay.
Hers.
Okay,
I know mine.
But do you know his?
Anyways, and I saw it and I went, I need that. So I went to Amazon and I put a record player on my
Nice. I purchased because you can actually get some good, really good ones. You can actually get, there's a really nice set that will let you burn record.
Really?
Yeah, you can actually put on the record and then hook it up to your computer so you can actually use it as a USB port and go directly from record to online.
Like, what is the problem? Like, I know we could burn CDs, and that was like a big deal. We've talked about this before, you know, with your RWs and whatever it was. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Was it rewritable? Like, could you like burn one thing and then burn another? Or was it like you completely closed it off and it was just like done, one and done?
But to me, I guess like thought process wise, I couldn't even imagine how to burn a vinyl.
Yeah, but like I said, it literally hooks up. It's a device that is a record player that hooks up via USB cord to your computer. And this way you can take like old school records and burn it as an MP3.
Oh, so going into your computer. Yeah. Not putting it on the record.
No. Okay. No, we're not making records.
All right. Yeah. It's like, no, how does that work?
I don't know. Like, I was always so impressed with how, like, when you would burn CDs, because you could see, like, it went from, like, that light blue to, like, that purple color, and then it would stop when the CD was it off. And then you would look at it and you were like, I could have added, like, 10 more songs.
Correct.
But, you know, it wouldn't let me burn 10 more songs. And
there
was room.
There was lots more room, usually. Yeah. So, like, Jocelyn might be getting her first job.
Awesome. Doing?
Barista.
Ooh, you booch.
See, I told you, it runs in the family.
Yes.
Yeah, so if you need some coffee in the near future.
I've seen some, like those, what is it, the steam, like where they do the steam art?
No, I will not be doing that.
But have you seen some of
those? I have seen some of those.
They're kind of amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can just tell them, oh, it's because it's almond. Apparently that's a thing.
Almond milk is a thing, Sabrina.
No, I mean, but like.
Yes, correct. That is.
Doing like the steam, like milk things with almond milk is nearly impossible, apparently. It does not like to.
No, so at my current job that I work at, a lot of people think I am a barista, and I am like, I am a bartender.
Yes, you tend bars.
So when you order your latte with me, I'm going to ask you if you would like booze in that. usually the answer is no. But, you know, they come up and they order these drinks, and I can't wait for Jocelyn to be able to tell me how to make them, because they were like, I would like a double soy almond milk latte espresso whatever,
and like, that's great, I have coffee in a pot.
I'm like, okay, so I have to froth the almond milk for their cappuccino,
because
I can't just pour the almond milk in the coffee, because then it's not a cappuccino. I've been yelled at about that, so
because then it's a latte.
Well, then the milk needs to be steamed if it's a latte. So cappuccino is froth milk, latte is steamed milk. Yeah.
Ooh, okay.
Almond milk does not froth. Yeah. Does not.
Okay.
And so I get so frustrated when these people come in and they order these coffee drinks with almond milk.
Because they don't.
Because it's not going to be what you're looking for. I cannot make you an almond milk cappuccino. It's not going to happen. And I don't have the time or the patience to do it.
That's fair, because you've got to pour tequila.
Yes, I need to go pour my tequila.
Vodka.
Yeah. So, Jocelyn is
a barista.
Is going to be a barista. It's very exciting.
That is awesome. Is it like a chain store? Or is it like
no chain.
Fair enough.
Yeah. A big chain.
Yeah.
That everybody knows.
Yeah.
It's green.
Okay.
From Washington State.
Yeah. You should know it very well.
Seattle's best.
Yeah. Aren't they red?
Yes.
Yeah. So we're looking forward to that. So next month, she has to wait until she turns 16.
That's fair.
Very close.
So close.
That's really kind of exciting.
Isn't it?
Turning 16 or the job?
The job.
Okay.
You know what? Turning 16 was really exciting as well, because that whole, like, I can drive. Although I waited like a good couple of months before I got my license.
Yeah, we're working on that. We're working on that over here.
Driving can be a little scary at times. And then you get used to it and you're like, meh.
Yeah. Fine. You're like, whatever.
Yeah.
Move. Get out my way.
Beep, beep.
Is that my Bessie and a Tessie?
there's a Sinbad bit that he does where, because you know, I grew up watching like Sinbad comedy.
So did
stuff.
I.
And it was the, ooh, beep beep. Oh, toot toot. Grandma, that's not a saw. That's somebody honking at you. Oh, beep beep. Oh,
I love Sinbad. We could go down a rabbit hole with him too.
Yes.
But let's go ahead, since we are going through this time very quickly. Let's do at least one round of trivia for today.
80s, 90s, 2000s.
Yes. Thank you. Okay. I forgot decades. All right, Jocelyn, let's go ahead and roll the dice.
90.
You guys are not going to know this. Well, maybe Sabrina might. Which NBA star debuted with Orlando Magic in 1992?
I think I know.
Was it Michael Jordan, Shaquille O'Neal, Charles Barkley, or Magic Johnson?
I'm not going to even try.
You should try. Just try.
I don't know.
Pick one. A, B, C, or D?
C.
You're going with Charles Barkley?
Sure.
Okay, Sabrina?
Shaquille O'Neal.
The answer is Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah.
Shaq.
Yes, that I knew. I think I actually have one of his rookie cards, possibly.
That's impressive.
Now, if I could locate it, that would be even more.
I am not a sports ball person in any way, shape, or form.
I remember when Shaq started.
1992, apparently.
Yes.
So there's that.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the 80s.
It's a poor 2000s.
Nobody wants to be a part of those.
All right. Which 1980s theme song inspired its own separate film? Was it Eye of the Tiger, When Doves Cry, Billie Jean, or Sweet Dreams?
Eye of the Tiger.
I don't know. I'm going to go with When Doves Cry.
It's actually Eye of the Tiger.
Good job, Jess.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I guess I didn't realize it was... Is the name of the film Eye of the Tiger?
I have no idea.
I don't know. Because I thought Eye of the Tiger was just used in like Rocky somehow.
Right. Well, that would be the theme song.
But it inspired its own separate film.
Right. That's what I don't understand.
Okay. If that's the case, then like when you... But see, I took it as like 1980s theme song. Like when you hear a song from the 80s, like what, you know... Because no, I took movie, it... I mean, When Doves Cry would be what? Like Purple Rain?
I think so.
Was Billie Jean.
Didn't Michael Jackson have a movie?
He did music videos.
I don't know.
And then Sweet Dreams.
I don't know.
Exactly. So I just took it as
that was a very confusing question.
Hey, this is like which 1980s theme song? Like when you hear, like I said, songs from the 80s, like, yeah, that's
a theme song. Okay, so then was it saying like what 1980s song inspired a movie?
Yeah.
Then it would be Eye of the Tiger because that inspired Rocky?
But Rocky actually started in what, the 70s?
I don't know.
Early 80s?
Well, I mean, if it was the early 80s, that's the 80s.
It was written by Sylvester Stallone. I want to say those originally started in the 70s, maybe? I don't know. Let's see. When did... 76. So then it wouldn't have been...
No, then it would have had to have been... Eye of the Tiger would have had to have its own movie.
Yeah, Eye of the Tiger movie came out in 1986.
Okay, well, there you go.
But
if Rocky came out in 76, is Rocky really...
Had Gary Busey in it. But I don't think... I don't think the first movie had Eye of the Tiger. I thought maybe Rocky 3 or 4.
Oh, I thought it was the first movie. I don't know. I don't think I've actually ever watched a Rocky movie.
Stallone wrote it. Which, Sylvester Stallone also wrote the sequel to Staying Alive. He also directed it.
Me and Jocelyn climbed the Rocky Steps.
I've never been to Philly.
No?
Two!
What was Sarah Michelle Gellar's? Geller. That's an E. Most famous TV role in the 90s. Buffy, Suki, Willow, or Summer?
I was going to say, do you want to say it on three? Ready, one, two, three.
Buffy.
How'd you know?
Yeah, no, Suki. Suki was True Blood. Yes.
But that wasn't until the 2000s.
I was gonna say, well, and I'm trying to remember the character that wasn't on Gilmore Girls, wasn't the part that was that Suki as well?
I don't know. I never watched Gilmore Girls.
It was Melissa McCarthy played the the friend of the lead gal.
Lorelai,
yeah. I wanted to say that was maybe, but I don't remember exactly.
I know Lorelai is in Gilmore Girls.
What were the other things?
It was Buffy. The answer was Buffy.
No, I know it was Buffy, but now I want to know what the other options were.
Willow and Summer.
Well, Willow was from Buffy.
Mm-hmm.
Was Summer from Buffy as well?
I think so.
Maybe they were all from
Buffy. They all might have been from Buffy.
That would have made.
Yeah. So I think we have time to go around one more time.
Yeah.
Ooh, 2000.
Three does not want to be rolled.
Where was the Winter Olympics held in 2010? Was it Canada, Switzerland, Norway, or Russia?
Switzerland. Canada.
The answer is Canada.
I think that was the Vancouver Olympics.
I don't know. It says Canada.
I don't watch.
I'm pretty
the
sure it was the Vancouver
Olympics.
Listen,
Sabrina,
Olympics.
I...
Now, no, let, well, let's ask Google.
I
ask
only Google. Watch the ice skating.
Yeah, I want to say, of course, I type in Canadian Olympics and they're like 1976. No. No, no, no. Because 76 Olympics was in Montreal.
Montreal.
A 1988 Olympics was in Calgary, Alberta. And I was right. 2010 Winter Olympics in Vancouver.
Look at you, so smart on your sports.
Yay, my sports balls.
All right.
All your sports balls.
My sports balls.
Put that and right in your beer. Pucks.
Guess what I got? I got 2000.
Falza? Which singer sang "It's Getting Hot in Here" in this 2002 hit?
Jocelyn?
Are you going to read the options?
Okay.
I just need to double check myself.
Go ahead, read the options.
Well, guess, and I'll let you know if that's an option.
No, please.
Just read the options.
Was it Eminem, Busta Rhymes, 50 Cent, or Nelly?
Is it Nelly?
Nelly.
Yeah, it's Nelly.
It's getting hot in here. Take off all your clothes. It's so
I'm
hot.
I'm going to take my clothes off.
That was the year I did the college.
Nice.
2002.
Nice.
20 years ago.
2002 is...
Yes.
Four.
What was the most popular dance move in 2017?
The shoot, the dab, whip and nene, or the floss?
Mm. I'm going dab.
And what year?
2017. I'll give you
the
a hint.
The dab came out before the floss, right?
I'll give you a hint.
I don't... Maybe.
Maybe.
I'll give you a hint. I hated this.
But you hated the dab and the floss, so that
doesn't
really
help
me. So
which one is it?
I think you might be right. Floss was maybe after the dab.
I think floss was after dab.
I think you're right.
Floss was after
dab. Right. But now how many years have we had the floss?
I don't know, because 2020 happened and that was like 5 years in itself.
Yeah. So if the dab came out in 2017.
When did Fortnite come out? I'm pretty sure.
Like, I know.
I don't know. I don't know anything about Fortnite.
Okay, so if dab is the answer, and it came out in 2017.
Yeah, that means the floss came out 2018.
Or 2019.
I feel the floss has been around longer than that. I think you might be right. It might be the floss.
Oh, I thought the floss came from... My bad.
I'm going to go dab. Oh, it could be floss.
We're going to go with DOS.
Correct.
Yes!
It was the floss. That's why I had such a heavy sigh beforehand. I do not like the...
You don't like the dab either.
I can tolerate
is
neither.
Is it because you can't floss?
No, I can, but I don't...
Good hygiene, dental hygiene is important, Jocelyn.
I know. I
you
just...
should. All dentists were done with the floss.
See, but I'm saying, like, I knew dab came out first.
Yeah.
You're so smart.
Call. Yeah. It's because I have stepkids that are in their 20s now. I've learned all these things I probably wouldn't have known in my life.
But can you do the Superboy?
I was like
in my head, I was doing the song and I was like, Superman, that.
You know what song's been stuck in my head? You know the one motel song by Pitbull? We were at the hotel, motel, holiday, and that one?
You know that song.
It's been...
all right.
You can bring you. You can leave your boyfriend and meet me at the hotel. That one.
You can bring your girlfriends and meet me at the hotel.
They play that at the skating rink I go to each time. So now it's just kind of been engraved in my head.
I didn't hear skating rink.
What did you hear?
Skank rink.
They played at the skank rink. And I was just like, well...
If you're leaving your boyfriend or girlfriend to go meet him at a hotel.
No, you're leaving your boyfriend, but you're bringing your girlfriend.
You're bringing your girlfriend, leaving your boyfriend.
To meet him at the hotel. It's called, like, motel room service or something.
What if I don't have either?
I think he's, like, when he says girlfriends, he means, like me and you. We would go because we're friends and we're girls. So I would bring you because we're both single or we're leaving our men. And we're going to...
I don't know why.
I don't know.
I don't know why. I was just sitting there. Then all of a sudden, that song started playing in my head.
At the skank rink?
No, at home. And I was like, can this not I don't know. And now it's just...
That's what's stuck in your head?
And now it's just engraved in my head and won't leave. And when I get a song stuck in my head, it's stuck in my head for, like, a long time.
You know what song took up space in my head for the longest time?
What?
Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Yes.
And I said, what about Breakfast at Tiffany's? She said, I think I remember the movie.
It's the film.
I couldn't remember that part.
And...
It's okay. When a song gets stuck in my head, it's only one part of the song.
The one thing I've got. Or we've got.
We've got.
Yeah.
Come on, Sabrina. Pull your life together.
A Chinese chicken?
You have a drumstick and your brain starts ticking?
Yeah.
So if you ever see me
with the lights on?
Madonna Maison?
So if you ever see me just like zoned out, staring off at nothing, just know.
Peaches? Millions of peaches? They were put there by a man.
No, they come in a can.
Just know that the Hotel song by Pitbull is playing in my head.
I don't even know that song anymore.
That's okay. Anyways, well, I hope we have taught you a lot today.
Right. You're going to go listen to the Hotel song by Pitbull, I think that's it's called.
Right. Hotel Room Service.
Hotel Room Service.
While we're hanging out at the Skank Rink.
At the That's right, guys. Until next time, I am Laura.
I'm still Sabrina.
I think I'm Jocelyn. Bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to a podcast of the Podfix Network. Discover more audible gems like this at podfixnetwork.com. Make sure to catch up-to-the-minute network shenanigans by following @Podfix on Twitter, official_Podfix on Instagram, @Podfix Network on Facebook. And make sure to subscribe to Podfix Presents wherever you choose to find podcasts. The Podfix Network, artist-owned and loved.